Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the late special edition of Sports Urban Legend, along with my co-host Macaulay Matthew. I'm, of course, William Amo. What's up, Macaulay?
Hey, it's gone.
Ain't nothing much, man. We're this close to postseason basketball with the Knicks.
You're talking about the Knicks. Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah, we're gonna tip it off with the Knicks leading off. Then we're gonna talk a little baseball as Mets got their butt kicked in extra innings, 7-3. We'll talk about that afterwards, and then we'll talk about the Red Sox and the Yankees. Our Yankees are losing as of right now, 4-0 to the Red Sox.
Yep.
And we'll talk about that, and then we'll end it off with, you know, as usual, a little. Pro wrestling, talk a little WWE, the WrestleMania from last week ago Sunday, and of course the big news that came about on Raw this past Monday. So, without further ado, we'll kick it off with a little Knicks, or I should say tip it off, but you get the idea. Knicks, they played against the Pacers, and they've won not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, not six, but 7 in a row, folks. And Knicks have guaranteed a winning season.
Yes, and, it's been a long time. Long time since it's been a winning season.
Yeah, Knicks won this game 110-109 against their former rival, Indiana Pacers of the 90s.
Carmelo.
Yep, Melo. For 35 points, hit another game-winning shot. With 4.9 seconds in the game, I think it was over Granger when he hit it. And then with Pacers, Granger was going to try to return the favor, but Melo wasn't having that with the block shot, and Knicks come over with the win, 34 points, 4 rebounds, and 5 assists for Melo, sure. Melo Anthony.
Carmelo, man, it seems like he's always making a big shot these days.
Oh yeah, ever since he said, you know, last week that, you know, it was a big game. You know, he's been living up his end of the bargain, playing defense, rebounding the ball. Well, yeah, today he didn't really rebound the ball. He had 4 rebounds, but other than that, you know, he's been playing a lot better. He's been playing a lot better all around. And he's the guy.
He played some good defense today. Good defense against Granger.
Yeah, and he's definitely the player that the Knicks needed ever since Crawford left, who was a good player. But they lacked that that guy who takes the last second shot and isn't afraid, you know, to take that last second shot. And it's great to finally have a superstar. They haven't had since the days of Patrick Ewing.
Yeah. And, you know, we keep winning these games without Amari. You know, Amari's sitting on the bench right now because of an injury.
Yeah, but, hey, this is probably the best thing that could happen to Stoudemire. You know, he's been playing, he hasn't been playing that well. You know, probably he's tired, you know. You know, according to him, he hasn't, you know, played that many minutes like that in his career. So, you know, it's taking a toll on him, so hopefully these last couple of games he didn't play, you know, that'll rest him up, you know, get him ready for the playoffs.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yep.
We're going to need him versus Boston or Miami, wherever.
Oh, yeah. And we're going to be playing against, I think, Boston in a couple of days from now.
Yeah.
I think that's the last
Boston
game at the Garden, too.
Yeah.
I think at the Garden.
Wait, no, I think we play Chicago at the Garden.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Because, yeah, we play Celtics. Right, you're right. Yeah, we're playing
Black Chicago. Last game will be against Celtics at their arena.
Right, yeah, because we played against them at MSG when we beat them the last time.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. So, looking forward to that.
Games.
Yep. Going to play against the best team, you know, in the East.
Which one?
No, I'm talking about the Bulls, and then we're going to play Celtics. We're going to play against the best two teams in the East.
Yeah, the Bulls, they're playing real good, man. Derrick Rose, man, this guy is awesome.
That's MVP, man. He stole the MVP voting from Stoudemire, man. He just took over.
Yeah, it looks like he's unstoppable, man.
Yeah, man.
He could score, he could pass.
Yeah, he's...
He's fast.
He's unstoppable.
Hey, that rhymes.
Hey, that's what we do on the show. We rhyme all the time. But, yeah, man, I'm pumped. We haven't been this excited about the Knicks, you know, since probably never. Before we met each other, probably.
Yeah,
I don't include that series, you know, a playoff berth. Because we'd even win a game. I mean, if we at least won a game and actually showed up, then I would have, you know, counted this as a playoff.
I'm definitely gonna have to buy playoff tickets.
Yeah,
whoever we play, Miami or Boston in the first round, I'm definitely gonna buy a playoff ticket to see that game at the Garden.
Definitely got to check that out, man. Garner.
And, you know, the games start next weekend, so there's a chance that the playoff games might be on a weekday, possibly. that begins at the Garden, but we'll see.
Yep.
I hope it's on the weekend so I can go and see it. You too, right?
Oh, yeah, no doubt, man. It would be great. I mean, who knows when's the next time we're going to, if the Knicks don't surprise people and get deeper, you know.
Yep.
Who knows when's the next time they're going to make it to the postseason.
Yep.
Hopefully we won't have to wait another 7 years.
Yeah, you're right about that.
But, you know, Chance, you know, he's doing his thing, too. Can he score, like, what, 22 points today?
Yeah, 23, something like that.
And,
Yo, Landry Fields, man, he should be scoring more. What's going on with Landry Fields?
I don't know.
He had like 6 points and 7 rebounds.
Shoot, even Jared Jeffrey scored more than him. Jared Jeffrey had 7 points today. I mean, that's more than probably he scored his whole time with the Knicks.
I like Sheldon Williams, though. He looks like he's a good player.
Yeah, he plays good.
He should keep him in that starting center role.
Hey, we ain't got nobody else playing center. I mean, other than, what's his name, Sean Williams, but, I mean, he's pretty much there to shoot threes.
Yeah.
I don't have no problem with that.
You know. Well, look, I'm excited. It's going to the playoffs. It's going to be way better than that playoff series when in 2004, 2005,
yep.
Was it?
2004.
When we went to the playoff by default.
Yep. When Isaiah Thomas infamously said, welcome to the playoffs.
And we got swept after that by the Nets.
Yeah. Yeah, and that whole Fugazi series.
Yeah.
When Tim Thomas called Kenny Martin a Fugazi.
Yeah.
they still haven't won a game yet.
Welcome to the playoffs.
Sure. I know our team, you know, my team says push it to the limit. But I never heard of welcome to the playoffs.
Yeah, that was crazy, man. And we didn't even show up. I mean,
I know.
We didn't put up a fight.
I know. It was embarrassing. It was embarrassing, man.
And you always say that you don't even count that that year as a goal. You don't even count that playoff year. As
I don't.
Do
you?
Me either. I mean, we had a losing record. We went to the playoffs by default.
Yep.
And we got swept.
I know. If we at least would have won a game, I would have given them credit. But you get swept.
Man, that was Fugazi.
that was Fugazi. You remember that, man. We didn't bother showing up. We didn't even show up. Dude. They just showed up to pick up their checks and left. Guys, they're still getting paid as we speak, probably.
And... Isaiah. Did we see him working at D&D?
Yeah, I believe we did. But, I remember. See, that's how good the Knicks are doing. 7-game winning streak. We even talked about Douglas, man.
Yeah.
This guy's been a spark off the bench. And when Chauncey went down, I mean, this guy, you know, since he's familiar with the whole D'Antoni high-octane system, you know, it's like they didn't skip a beat. No.
Yeah, Douglas has been a great bench player, man.
Oh, yeah, he's been a huge spark off the bench.
Yeah, he should be sixth man of the year, possibly. Or at least, contention for a sixth man award.
Yeah, he's been good. Definitely needed that. She deserves it.
Yeah.
But, let's shift gears. The Mets, I mean, they fell to the Nationals, lost 2 out of 3 to the Nationals. I mean, if that's even possible. But You know, that's baseball. Anybody could be anybody.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be a long year for the Mets.
Yeah, pretty much. They're like, what, 4-5 now, I think?
I have no idea.
Yeah, they won Saturday. They won Saturday 8-4. Capuano, he pitched well in that game Saturday. Today, Chris Young pitched good. He won 7 innings, struck out 5, allowed 1 hit. But as I feared, as soon as they took him out of the seventh inning, you know, the bullpen pretty much blew the game. What's his name? I don't know his name. I think it was like Buchholz or no, it was Carrasco. I think who gave up the second run, and afterwards in the the eighth inning, Carrasco gave up a run, and then I think Buchholz, I think, gave up the other run to tie the game. And Chris Young, even though he pitched great, well, unfortunately for him, he was over 100 pitches in the seventh, coming off shoulder injuries in the past couple of years. They didn't want to, you know, force the guy. But unfortunately, the Mets bullpen, they couldn't hold on. And they would later lose in extra innings. And before that, Willie Harris had a shot to knock in the game-winning run, but you know that didn't, you know, the Mets didn't knock in the runs, and the Nationals would score 4 runs, I believe, in the 12th inning, and the Mets, including one of the players, hit a 3-run home run, and the Mets pretty much didn't do anything. And they lost the series 2 out of 3.
I'm gonna slap the shit out of what's his name? Edge on the Nationals.
I don't know.
Him and his agent robbed the Nationals, man.
Yeah, he signed a seven year $126 million contract.
Man, this guy got like a freaking A-Rod contract when he's not even at that level.
Well, actually, A-Rod would be insulted. A-Rod would call up the show and curse you out right now for saying, comparing his, 10-year, $75 million contract to a 7-year, $126 million. He'd curse you up.
But he doesn't deserve that kind of money.
No, he doesn't. Jason Worth is a very good player. I mean, I've seen
he's making more money than Pujols.
For now, but Pujols is going to be a free agent, so you know. Pujols had that A-Rod money.
Of course. Well, Pujols deserves A-Rod money.
Oh, yeah. I mean, in reality.
Pujols deserves A-Rod money.
Yeah, I mean, in all reality, none of these players deserve it. I mean, they're not curing anybody. But, I mean, based on baseball standards, you know, athletes, I mean, Pujols is as good as it gets. I mean, if there's anybody who should be making ridiculous money, I mean, it should be Albert Pujols.
Yeah. Funny thing, I was watching a 60-minute segment on him earlier today. Yeah, he's always been great ever since he was a little kid, you know. He deserves everything. He deserves all the money that he should get.
Oh, he will.
I mean,
this with the Cardinals or maybe even with the rival Cubs.
Yeah, I mean, the guy has been hitting. He's never hit less than 30 home runs. He's never hit less than 300, and he's never hit less than 100 RBIs in a season.
I think there was only one time he hit 99, but that's as close as 100 you get.
99? He said he's never hit less than 100.
I think there might have been one year he hit 99, but I
could
be wrong. But, I mean, that's as close to 100 as could be.
I think he's had 10 seasons with 30, batting 300, 30, 100 RBIs,
yeah.
I think. First player to do that.
Yeah, I mean, he's done is, You know, I mean, practically, there's only a few people, nobody's ever done what he's done. I mean, he's a legendary player. He's easily the best player of the last decade and this decade also.
Yeah, man. But, I know you guys would love him.
I like Ike Davis. I mean, I'd move him to the right field, you know. As good as Ike Davis, and I like Ike Davis a lot. You know, that'd be the only person I'd move Ike Davis, you know, to the right field or whatever.
In order for the Mets to get Pujols, I mean, you're going to have to sell the team.
Yeah, pretty much. they can't afford it. I mean, definitely can't afford it, man.
Man, it's fucked up.
According to Chris Rock, they can't afford tickets. you go up to the stadium and a dog licks your hand. That's what Chris Rock said on a Letterman show like last week or so. But like you said, they'd have to sell the team because we don't even know if they're gonna retain Reyes.
Man, that's gonna be tough.
I know. So Mets, as much as I'd love to see Pujols in a Met uniform, ain't gonna happen.
You know, Reyes loves the ladies, so he might be looking for some California girls.
And it's, well, actually, I think he has a girlfriend or he's married with kids or something like that.
Yeah, but, you know, these baseball players cheat on their girlfriends and wives.
Well, yeah, I mean, these athletes do. But, I mean, until you hear anything, you know, innocent until proven guilty.
Yeah.
But moving quick to the, you know, different gears with the Yankees. Looks like you guys lost 4-0 to the Red Sox.
Yeah, we lost 2 out of 3. I mean, Beckett he was on his game tonight. He had like 10 strikeouts. He's mixing his pitches, throwing curveballs, 4-seamers, 2-seamers, cut fastballs, changeups. I mean, he was mixing his pitches, confusing our players tonight, and we just couldn't hit him.
Yeah, that was
Sabathia, you know. Yeah, Sabathia, you know, couldn't. I mean. Imagine he didn't pitch great, but, you know, he pitched well enough to win the game, but he just couldn't score off Beckett.
Yep. That was textbook old-school Beckett right there.
Yeah.
And they won the series 2 out of 3, and Red Sox won their second game thus far of the season. As they came to, you know, one of their worst starts in history. They were like 0-6, I think too shy away from their franchise record. And so far, no team in Major League history has never won a championship starting off 0-4.
Yeah.
So, Red Sox Nation, if they want to get their act together, they got to play the way how they played against the Yankees. This series.
See if they continue.
What you said?
Let's see if they continue. They play the way they did tonight.
They'll definitely need a lot of performance like that if they want to try to catch the Yankees this year. But shifting quickly to what happened on Raw. Rock and Cena is finally on. A match that was like 3 years in the making or so finally come to fruition. And they're going to finally, for the first time ever, they announced the main event at a WrestleMania 1 year in advance. Well, I mean, that's, you know, one of the two dream matches that the fans had, you know. Last one out of the way. You know, Rock and Cena.
You're making us wait a year for that match, man? That's so retarded.
Hey, they made the fans wait 3 years for potentially this happening, so. I guess what's another year?
What's up?
But, Raw was good. I mean, they had Stone Cold attacking, fighting Miz and Stone Cold Stunner and Alex Riley. And it looks like Cena's going to continue the feud with Miz. I haven't rooted for Cena since, since he won the first title against JBL. The only way I'd be rooting for him is if he wins the title and holds on to the title for WrestleMania and then lose to The Rock. You know, that'd be nice.
Yeah.
But, what was I going to say? I don't remember what else happened. Oh, yeah, Triple H finally acknowledged that he lost to Triple H. I mean, not to Triple H, to Undertaker.
Undertaker, yeah.
On Raw, after he had that epic match between Triple H. I mean, between Undertaker. What's up with me? I keep saying it's Triple H. Yeah, that was an epic match. I mean, they actually used chair shots, which reportedly they got fined for. Because these last couple of years, WWE, you know, they're PG. They've banned chair shots because of the whole concussion things, which most likely could be related to the whole Benoit situation. He took a lot of blows to the head, which, I mean, along with the steroids, could have led to his, you know, him, you know, doing, you know, going crazy that night and killing himself and his family.
Yeah.
But that was a great match, you know, Triple H. Sure, they kind of copied the Shawn Michaels Undertaker matches from the past 2 years, but it was a great match. I mean, I have to watch that WrestleMania 17 match just so I could actually, you know, see which one was better, because
I think this one was better. I don't remember, if I don't remember the other Triple H matches Undertaker, then probably didn't compare it to this one.
It was great. I mean, it was great. That match was great during that WrestleMania 17. But
yeah.
Now I have to see the 17 match again, because
this one was better.
I didn't think. I knew this match would be good, but I didn't think it would touch the match they had 10 years ago. So now I gotta watch it again. What I do remember is that Undertaker, when he was American Badass, He did like a last ride, like off the balcony with Triple H. That's the only memorable thing I could think of. I mean, other than Triple H losing to Undertaker.
Michelle McCool has seen that last ride many times.
Probably getting that right now as we speak. But it was it was a great match. Easily the best match of the night.
Yeah.
And reportedly, Trish is getting heat from the Divas because they feel like she took their spot. And John Morrison, you know, gave her the cold shoulder. He even hugged her after they won the title after securing the win for their team. And John Morrison pissed off with her because he felt his real-life girlfriend, Melina, should have had that spot. A lot of drama there. And I also heard, I think today, there's a superstar, Billy Graham. He has beef with Jericho. He's mad with WWE that they inducted Abdullah the Butcher, because he never fought in WWE. But he won his Hall of Fame induction for both. And he said a lot of stuff about Jericho, pretty much saying that he thinks very crazy thing. But, talk more about, what's going on in this week. Got some postseason basketball coming up. Knicks, baby. Oh, New York, go, New York, go. But, with that, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you all for listening for another episode of Sports for the Legend. I'm my co-host, Macaulay Matthew. It's me, of course, William Ramon. See you guys next time.